The Common Core standards for math and English language arts have led to major changes in how elementary and secondary students are being taught. But some education experts are worried that teacher training has not kept up with the changes. In this installment of our series, Common Core, A Work in Progress, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn visits Towson University to take a look at its teacher training program.
What do you make of this political cartoon? We're going to analyze this text.
Dr. Cole Riley, an assistant professor in Towson University's elementary education department, is pushing his students to think critically and defend their answers. These seniors and practice teachers will have to do the same with their students under the rigorous Common Core standards.
We've trained really well to implement the Common Core into the classroom. We're always supposed to have the Common Core linked in our lessons.
That's Christy Crocker, who is student teaching at Westtown Elementary School in Catonsville. She says they are encouraged to look up specific Common Core standards on the Maryland Education Department's website to see how to relate them to the lessons they have to teach.
At first it was a little scary, but then after a lot of practice, you get used to going online and figuring out which standards you need from the Common Core to implement in your lesson. But meeting all the standards can be hard sometimes.
Dr. Raymond Lorion, Dean of Towson's College of Education, says the school revamped its courses to align with Common Core standards in 2011, 2 years before the standards were fully implemented in Maryland schools. He says the changes required the education department's faculty to take numerous professional development classes.
And that included bringing in national experts, some of the people who actually designed the Common Core or who were responsible for overseeing the development of the teacher-principal evaluation for the State Department of Education.
But Towson's approach to the Common Core is not the model used in the majority of teacher training institutions, some education experts say.
Higher ed traditionally is very slow to adopt changes that are happening at the K-12 level.
That's Kate Walsh, president of the National Council on Teacher Quality, an education think tank that focuses on teacher preparation and effectiveness.
We're seeing very little evidence of Common Core being taught on campuses up to about a year ago. That may be shifting, but what has happened at the K-12 level often doesn't manifest itself in the teacher training that's going into those schools.
Walsh was a panelist at an Education Writers Association teacher training conference in Detroit last month. For her, teacher training is lacking when it comes to the Common Core because she doesn't think education majors are required to have a deep enough understanding of the subjects they will someday teach.
When we look at what institutions are requiring, especially at the elementary level, it's very thin about what teachers need to know in mathematics, history, English language arts. So it wasn't adequate for the old way of doing things. And unless all of a sudden they're beefing up what teachers have to know in those areas, they're definitely not going to be Common Core ready.
Felice Shore, an associate professor at Towson's math education department, says they have always stressed critical thinking and deep understanding over memorization. She says the Common Core has not meant major changes for the department.
Other than we now make explicit references to the Common Core in every single class because the students are going to be hearing about it. But essentially, we are teaching the same content. It may be in different grade levels. For example, we're not teaching as much probability as we had for elementary ed majors because probability now does not appear until seventh grade in the Common Core.
Dean Lorion says they are following first-year Towson teachers in Baltimore County's Halstead Academy to see how they fare under Common Core. County school officials will also help evaluate Towson's teacher training program as they work to keep it in line with classroom changes. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.